WIRX.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 816, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's time to do the show. Anyway, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Nice job, buddy. Nice job. All right, let's see. That's not really. It's kind of. Okay, let's do this one. A British man made a not-so-special delivery to one of his neighbors by picking up bags of garbage she illegally dumped and then plopping them down on her porch.
Oh.
Simon Gordon said he saw Facebook images of a woman getting out of her Nissan Juke to leave two bags of rubbish or, well, they call it rubbish over there. It's garbage here. In shrubbery near a parking lot in the town of Malpas. The 33-year-old saw red because the litter bug was so casual about the act and he decided to do something about it. Simon drove to the spot of the dumping and retrieved the trash with the video camera running the whole time, then went in search of the woman who another neighbor recognized from the photos. It didn't take long for him to spot her car, pull into her driveway where he dropped his load, saying, I just love reuniting people with their belongings back together. It just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Yes.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
Yeah.
Going out of his way. You know what? There's people out there. Just pick up after you. Don't do stupid stuff like that.
The WTF here is the fact that the lady just dumped her trash, like, in some bushes. Like, what are you doing? Like, oh, yeah, this is fine. Same thing. Like, any parking lot. I can't tell you how many times. You'll just see. It looks like someone, like, cleaned their car out. Like right where their car was in a parking lot. Just like, oh, I'm going to throw the bottles out of here and papers and everything. And then they drive up. Not my problem. Someone else will pick it up. What are you doing?
My parents had a garage sale one time. And I know I've told you this story, Brock, but I'm going to tell you real quick. This guy came in and bought all the purses. Probably 20 purses that my mom had at the garage sale.
Yeah.
Bought them all. She's like, what are you doing with all these purses? So he's got like three massive dogs. And they poop everywhere. So he cleans it up and he puts them in each of these handbags. Then he goes to Walmart and he puts them in loose carts. So people think that someone left their purse back, you know, after they got in their carts. So he just waits and he watches people like these criminals come up and just steal the purse. And then they'll get in the car and all of a sudden you'll see this purse just fly out of the window.
Now, here, I do love that. But what in order to really find out who the purse belongs to, though, I mean, don't you have to open it to get the wallet out of there?
Yeah, that's true.
May be some good Samaritans that are, you know, are getting friendly fire.
Regardless, it's hilarious on either end.
It's some poor it's some nun who's like, oh, I'm going to return this purse to someone. I just have to look in here going, oh my God, is that dog
poop again?
Don't put it out with your boots, Dad. just don't be a piece of trash like this piece of trash that just left your trash, because then someone's going to pick up your trash and put it on your trashy doorstep, you trash.
It's just trash.
And be careful with purses in a parking lot. You never know.
You never know.
I just love that guy literally just goes to garage sales and he's willing to just put the time and effort into it.
He's like this guy. You know, yeah. They should team up.
It's the weirdest superhero ever right there. I'm Purse Poop Man. Anyway.
Nice.
That's your WTF.